Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. You know, someone asked me about how I was looking at myself for the upcoming year, and my response was, how could I know? I don't have 20/20 vision. So that's bad. I know, Roy, you're thinking about it. I see you back there. Yeah. Roy's going to use that one this week. I can tell. Yeah. But it is an opportunity to look at a new year. And here at Peace, we're looking at a new year with the theme of hope. What is hope? How can we live in the midst of struggles and hardship in the year, yet have a solid, solid base that we can lean on? It's the hope that we have that Jesus offers. So we're going to cover that here this morning. Pray that it inspires and leads you heading into 2020 today, but in the year ahead as well. Some, wow, announcements to share. Wow, we have, you know what? I think I'm going to pass it off because they may have an announcement that I don't want to repeat. So let's start with Todd right off the bat, our president or vice president of Peace.
It is that very special time of year again. I don't mean New Year's or Christmas or even my birthday. It's time for the annual church meeting. So 2 weeks from today in the fellowship hall will be the annual church meeting. It'll be right after church. You'll have time to grab a plate of food and then we'll get started. George is running the meeting this year. He couldn't be here. The annual reports, there's a few of them out front. You can pick those up and they'll be more scattered out throughout the weeks. So put it on your calendar. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Thanks, Todd. Jan, caregiver Jan.
Right. Okay, we have our the donation reports in your mailboxes. Please be sure and pick them up. If there are any corrections to be made, please return them to me or to Karen, and we will see that those corrections are made immediately. Also, we have a small work party scheduled for January 18th. We're going to be planting a few trees out in the new parking lot area. So hopefully we can have about 5 or 6 strong-backed men come and help to plant those trees. We're going to try and have all the holes dug before planting.
Great. Dan.
Well, good morning. I just wanted to remind everyone that's interested, next Tuesday is our first incident preparedness team meeting of the new year. One change that we're going to have is we're going to meet quarterly instead of monthly this year. So the meetings will be a little bit more full, and we'll probably take the full hour. Again, that's at 10 o'clock next Tuesday, and the next one will be next quarter. But I encourage anybody that's interested in participating in that to come out and see what we're going to talk about this year. Thank you.
Thanks, Dan. And Sharon Starr.
Good morning. This is just a reminder to the ladies that Ladies Guild will be Thursday at 1. It was delayed a week this month because of New Year's. So I just want to remind everyone and invite all the ladies to come and join us and participate in the meeting. And it is good fellowship.
Yeah, and to continue that theme of new, I just wanted to share some of those Bible studies that are happening. We are having a new member class. In February, we'll be welcoming, we think somewhere around 10 to 15 new members into the congregation. If you want to be a part of that new member class, come talk to me or Callie. It's meeting at 9:45 right here in the sanctuary this Sunday, the following Sunday, the 12th, and the 19th. Also, Brad Holesto is leading a great adult study that just started today. Do know that's an opportunity to plug in and find out ways that we can receive about the goodness of our triune God, but then actively look for ways to respond to that in ways in our community and in our life together at a church. So that's Brad's study each Sunday at 9:45 in the fellowship hall. And then finally, the men are kicking off their study again. This Wednesday, we're gathering at 2 o'clock in the afternoon in the fellowship hall. We're going to kind of game plan a study that we might want to take on into the new year. So come and be here if you're available, 2 o'clock next Wednesday. Just two other announcements. One is we need your help after church today. We have our beautiful tree here. It doesn't have a lot of ornaments on it, but that's good because it won't take too long to de-decorate it. And that's what we need to do after our church service. If you just got 15 or 20 minutes, we'd love to have you here. And it won't take too long. And then finally, just a note about our worship here this morning. It is the first Sunday of an odd month, and you might be wondering, what does that mean? Well, what that means is we're following the liturgy in the Lutheran Book of Worship. So you can follow along as it is projected, but there are notes, and you can follow the page number in the bulletin as it is printed, and there's sections where the pastor sings and the congregation responds. We do that the first Sunday of every odd month. I think that does it for our announcements this morning. I'm going to invite forward our Peace Lutheran Choir to set our focus for worship.